Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie? No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
With Michael Brown.
Hey, it's the Beacon with Michael Brown. Happy Saturday, everybody. Glad to have you with me. So here are the logistics. We have to talk about logistics of this program. The way you, first of all, the way you get in contact with me is you send me a text message. You text the word Mike, that's spelled M-I-K-E, to 57739. I love the text messages. I'm gonna read you one in a minute that I need your advice on how I should answer this particular text message. It's a doozy. So stay tuned for that. If you want to follow me on social media, that's pretty easy. All you do is you go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and that'll take you right to a page that has all the social media icons, so you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and all the others. And I would encourage you to do that because, you know, when you're laying in bed at night and you're bored and you're like, I wonder if Michael Brown's getting in trouble for anything, you can go look at my Twitter feed or my Facebook page, and you can go, oh, holy cow, I can go to sleep tonight because he's in deep doo-doo. Yeah, you'd enjoy it. That's at theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. As I told you, I read every text message, and I got this text message during the break, and I am I'm not going to give out the name, but it comes from area code 404, and it says, Mike, this is blank, just north of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm just reading this word for word. So if you have suggestions on what I could do to help this gentleman, let me know, because I'm at a loss for words. Mike, this is blank, just north of Atlanta, Georgia. Can you help me expose ongoing torture through the use of voice to skull-directed energy weapons? The sheriff told me it's not domestic terrorism because I'm the only one being targeted. Now, the word targeted is in all caps, so I know that the person is serious about targeted. I was told by a wealthy guy. Wealthy. Makes more than minimum wage. Billionaire. Wealthy's in the eye of the beholder. Anyway, I was told by a wealthy guy I had borrowed money from that he hooked me up to V2K because I was late paying a loan back several years ago. Now the loan has been paid back and I'm still being tortured right here, right now. There is no end in sight. S-I-T-E, not S-I-G-H-T. You know, as the former Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I've had I had clearances with the CIA and the DIA, the NSA. I had clearances with the Department of Energy for all the nuclear programs, all the laboratories around the country. I've been to all the undisclosed locations, all the secret locations, all the black ops programs that we operate, continuity of government, continuity of operations, all of those. And I'm kind of new to the weekend, and maybe on the weekend, people really, you know, like Dear Abby, tell us their problems. So I need your help because this gentlemen, this listener desperately needs my help, and I want to be helpful if I can be helpful. So again, just without any interruption, here is the text message. Mike, This is blank, just north of Atlanta, Georgia. Can you help me expose ongoing torture through the use of voice-to-skull-directed energy weapons? The sheriff told me it's not domestic terrorism because I'm the only one being targeted. I was told by a wealthy guy that I had borrowed money from that he hooked me up to V2K because I was late paying a loan back several years ago. Now the loan has been paid back, but I'm still being tortured here right now, right here, right now. There is no end in sight. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to do. I could call some friends in the CIA. I could call somebody in the FBI. I could call somebody at the hospital. I don't know. If you have suggestions, and you have a really good suggestion, oh, here, Mike, this comes from area code 573. Mike, this is in all caps, so I know it's important. When you text me and you text me in all caps, I know it's important. Mike, there are worms under your skin. You have to rip it all off, get them out, tear off your skin. Damien, could you fill in, like maybe just do some music, or maybe you just want to talk for a while? Well, I got to go tear my skin off because I apparently have worms under my skin. Mike, Jesus. The news, what the hell is this accelerated evolution BS? I don't know. What is it? You see why I love text messages? You guys think that I'm sitting here just, you know, holier than thou, like I know everything. Like, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm the... help me. Help me out here. I don't know how to respond. So if you have suggestions, let me know. The Vice President of the United States of America was talking the other day. I shouldn't say talking. The Vice President of the United States of America the other day was jabbering about something. And I've done this with my audience before, locally. I ask you to interpret what this means. So could you help me out here?
It is the responsibility as a chief legal officer, which each of them has a responsibility of being, to concern themselves with making sure that the laws that are passed in their state do comport with the constitutions of their state and with the United States Constitution, and to ensure that enforcement is conducted in a way that is fair and equal in terms of the treatment of the laws and the enforcement of the laws in their state.
Okay. How about we just say this? How about we just say that if you're an attorney general in the state of Colorado or the state of New Mexico or the state of California, that you enforce the laws fairly and equally? I think I did that in like 10 seconds. If you're an attorney general, you should enforce the laws fairly and equally. Boom. I'm always amazed. I'm always amazed by this stuff. Remember when there was the controversy over Sarah Palin? By the way, do you know she's running for Congress again? Not again. She's running for Congress in Alaska, and it looks like she's going to win her primary. Now, if she does, Congresswoman Sarah Palin could be the next Congresswoman from the state of Alaska. Now, why do I find that interesting? Well, one, it's Sarah Palin, and she's going to be in the United States Congress, and the media hates Sarah Palin. And, well, a lot of Republicans hate Sarah Palin, too. So any time that there's someone like that running, look, I don't myself particularly like Sarah Palin, but I'm hoping she does get elected because I like troublemakers. I like people that go to Congress and stir up stuff. But remember, what made me think about Sarah Palin was, those that listen to me all the time know this is what's called, you know, a rabbit hole, a tangent. Remember when Gabby Giffords, now, it's horrible that Gabby Giffords, who was the congresswoman from Arizona, that she got shot. You know, there was some deranged nut job that shot her over some, I forget what stupidity it was, which I guess inherently was stupid. But remember the press tried to blame it on Sarah Palin because she had a campaign ad, or some PAC had a campaign ad that was going to target certain members of Congress, and everybody went bat crap crazy because you can't do that sort of thing. Well, Jackie Speier, a Democrat member of the United States Congress, said this.
There is a war out there, and we need to recognize that we've got to armor up.
That's right. This is not a drill.
This big tech censorship.
This is not a drill. We have to armor up. Is anybody saying anything to Jackie Speier about this is a war and we have to armor up? You see what I mean about we've just gone crazy. We've gone crazy where things that are quite normal to say, like, you know, I'm gonna target this audience. I'm targeting you because I want good ratings. I want you know, the bosses to be happy. I want to entertain and inform, so I'm going to target this audience. Yeah. You should be afraid. Very, very afraid. It's not just there. Nancy Pelosi is out.
A tool of Putin, this president is. Putin's goal was to diminish the role of the view of democracy in the world. That's what he has been about. And, again, his enabler has been Donald Trump for a long time. Putin wants...
Donald Trump's no longer president.
...to undermine democracy. That's what he's about domestically and internationally. And the president gave him the biggest of all of his many gifts to Putin, the biggest gift yesterday.
Huh. Ukraine? I thought the war in Ukraine, started by Putin when he invaded the Donbass region, was done when Joe Biden was president? Did I miss something? I never cease to be amazed by just the dumbassery that goes on everywhere. Rachel Levine, who is the, I think she's an assistant secretary of Health and Human Services, she had this to say about sex reassignment surgery. Now, before I play this, let me just make it abundantly clear. I don't care if you're transgender. I mean, I truly don't. I have transgender friends, and I have transgender listeners. On my local show, I have one in particular who is just, in a good way, I'm not complaining about it, constantly sends me commentary about things I'm saying. And, ironically, she agrees with me quite a bit. But here's Rachel Levine.
Gender-affirming care is life-saving, medically necessary, age-appropriate, and a critical tool for healthcare providers. As a pediatrician, when it comes to making sure kids are healthy and happy, I know how important care that affirmed someone's true identity can be.
I got a problem with this. And my problem is, look, once you've reached the age of 18, and if you, for all this time, have been identifying as something, as a gender other than what you are when you were born, then I think then you can seek psychological help, psychological counseling, medical help, and you can go through the whole reassignment process. I have no problem with that. But she's talking about kids. And I got to just to admit, I got a problem when it comes to kids. Tomboys, tomgirls, whatever, just come on, leave them alone. Let them grow up. Why is it that we have to use medical science that has advanced so much in our lifetimes to do things too early? Just let kids be kids. You know, being a kid is a struggle. The struggle is real for kids. But let's not do anything chemically to them or surgically to them until they're old enough to fully understand what they're doing. Is that unreasonable? Is it? I don't know. I think it's pretty reasonable. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. More of some of the silliness that's going on in the world coming up next.
Larry Elder here. And I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free relief factor. You know, we all get a little bit older every day, and we all experience aches and pains. Many people even struggle just to get out of bed in the morning and face the world. If you're one of them, then you could be exactly the person Relief Factor was made to help. Let me tell you about Catherine in Pennsylvania. She had shoulder aches. And I mean the kind that were ruining her life. She decided to give Relief Factor a try because she'd heard so many of us on the radio singing its praises. And guess what? After only a few weeks, her pain was nearly gone. No side effects, just relief. Many of my friends and I take Relief Factor every single day. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried it, and about 70% have gone on to order more. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Sincerely glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 57739. Mike to 57739. You can go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and there you can follow me on all the social media platforms, and I really appreciate you doing that, primarily because, well, you will find it entertaining, not necessarily because of what I tweet, because my tweets are, well, sometimes they're snarky and sometimes they're fun, but you're going to find more entertaining the replies to my tweets. That's what you're going to find interesting. The craziness that exists in the world right now, I think sometimes knows no bounds. You know, in the introduction to the show that Damien plays, there is Keith Olbermann. Keith Olbermann once had me as, and I was in good company. I have to say I was in good company. He used to have a segment when he was on MSNBC called The Worst Person in the World. And I was one of those worst persons in the world one time. But then so was Rush Limbaugh, so was Bill O'Reilly, so was, I don't know, there's a bunch of people. I'm sure George Bush was at the time. Maybe you were at some time. The world's worst person in the world. And he just ripped me a new one. And that's fine. You know, it's politics. I'm, you know, hey, bring it on. That's whatever. And then, after Keith Olbermann learned more about what was really going on in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina, Keith Olbermann wanted me back on his program so that he could apologize to me. And I was, needless to say, a little reluctant to do so. But my lawyer, Andy, began to negotiate with his producers and with Keith directly about, you know, seriously, we want to fly you back, and they were located in New Jersey at the time. We'll fly you back to Manhattan. We'll put you up, drive you over to New Jersey for the program. And Keith really does want to apologize, and he really does want to talk to you about what was really going on in New Orleans. So after a lot of negotiations, I agreed to do that. And I have to say, and that's been, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, Keith was actually rational, reasonable, and I appreciated the way he treated me on the show that night. I think Keith's gone off his medication. Keith tweeted out the following. It has become necessary to dissolve the Supreme Court of the United States. The first step is for a state the court has now forced guns upon to ignore this ruling. Great. You're a court? Why and how do you think you can enforce your rulings? Hashtag ignore the court. Now, there are about almost 6,000 replies to it. I don't know how many retweets there are. But I want you to think about what he's saying. A brazenly unconstitutional New York law that required a special permit, the special favor of bureaucrats, in order to keep and bear arms has been struck down by the court. And Keith Olbermann now wants to just dissolve the court. And Keith Olbermann now just wants us to hashtag ignore the court. That's so, well, first of all, it's insane. But second of all, it shows how people become so unhinged over these elephants that are still in the back of the room and crowding the studio here, how these elephants in the room, these highly controversial, highly moral, highly, you know, personal decisions that we all have to make about our own personal lives have become so politicized that we're destroying the legitimacy that keeps this country together. Now, I can and I will say this. Poor old Keith has kind of been marginalized to the point that I'm not sure anybody's paying attention to Keith Olbermann anymore. He lost his job at MSNBC. He lost his sports. He went back to sports casting for a while, and he lost that. So Keith has kind of disappeared from the scene. But nonetheless, it's important for us to notice that people like him want to destroy the legitimacy of our system by saying, well, we should just ignore court rulings. I think I'll just ignore the IRS, just not pay taxes. How do you think that'll go? You think I'll be here next weekend? I kind of doubt it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
An edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open, and you're invited to come see for yourself why so many customers tell us how beautiful the nursery is. Locally grown plants and vegetables are on sale now. Buy any three vegetables or soil booster and get one free. Let Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping's contractor install beautiful dark green synthetic lawn, the best on the market. No maintenance, no water, no fertilizer. Call for your free estimate. Gold Leaf Nursery, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, closed Sunday and Monday, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6168 Churn Creek Road.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
With Michael Brown.
It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You can text the word Mike to 57739. Mike to 57739. You can always email me, Michael Brown at iHeartMedia.com. And if you want to follow me on social media, we make it so easy for you. Just go to The Weekend with Michael Brown, TheWeekendWithMichaelBrown.com, and there you'll find all the social media icons. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and, I don't know, Pornhub or anything else. It's all right there. This is why I love the text messages. And for those of you that listen to me during the week on 630KHOW here in Denver, know that sometimes text messages derail the program. And this text message is derailing the program from what I wanted to talk about this segment, because it fits in with these elephants that are in the back of the room. Most of the elephants that we've talked about today, the elephants are Supreme Court decisions. By the way, we still have, I think, if I'm counting right, we might still have five or six more decisions to come down on Monday. But the two big ones have been the gun control decision out of New York, and, of course, the abortion decision out of Alabama, the Dobbs decision. But the gun control decision I haven't talked a lot about today. But somebody, a goober, texted me and said, you know, Mike, I personally would like to hear the story of gun confiscation during Hurricane Katrina. Well, that sets me off. And it sets me off because it's a great example of two things. First and foremost, it's a great example of how a narrative, you see, we don't have journalism anymore, we have narratives. And a narrative is a story that gets set, like, you know, whatever the story might be. And the plot of the story is XYZ. Now, that story, as reported by journalists, may be completely false. But the narrative sticks. And because we're so surrounded by media today, you know, broadcast media, the interwebs, all of that, we're just surrounded by all of this stuff that we get fed all the time. And so these narratives get stuck, and they never change. Well, speaking of gun control, this is a narrative that is 99% false. There was no gun confiscation during Hurricane Katrina. But there's a narrative. And the way the narrative got set is a great way of learning how to differentiate or at least look at anything. Like, I know that I tell my audience, as you and I spend more time together on the weekend, you'll soon learn that I'm completely transparent about everything. And you can ask me any question about anything, and I usually just tell you exactly what I think. I don't hold anything back. And so as you get to know me better over the, you know, the coming weeks and months and years, I hope years, that you will soon realize you can ask me anything and I'll just tell you what's going on. Well, this narrative about gun confiscation during Katrina occurred because of one individual that I had to deal with that was an absolute idiot. And I truly do mean idiot in the most pejorative sense of the term. His name is Eddie Compass. Edwin P. Compass, who was the chief of police in New Orleans. And Eddie Compass and the New Orleans Police Department during Katrina just completely collapsed on itself. It fell apart. But Eddie Compass, the police chief, said this, and it got picked up by the media. He said that only law enforcement people are going to be allowed to have weapons. And he just made that statement out of thin air. Well, what was going on behind the scenes was this. Because I knew the New Orleans Police Department had become completely dysfunctional, inoperable, I called, of all people, the director of the FBI at the time, a name that might seem familiar to you today, Robert Mueller, Bob Mueller. Yes, that Bob Mueller that did the investigation of the so-called Russian collusion. And I called Bob, and I said, Bob, listen, here's what I need. I need big city cops in New Orleans, because the New Orleans Police Department is completely dysfunctional. I don't want cops from my little hometown in Oklahoma. I don't want cops from Bakersfield, California. I want cops from Los Angeles. I want cops from San Francisco. I want cops from Houston. I want cops from Chicago. I want cops from New York. I want cops that have big city experience. So he agreed. So Bob Mueller flew down. He talked to the chiefs of police from all these big cities, and they all sent a contingent of law enforcement officers to help regain control over New Orleans. But what they had to deal with was Eddie Compass making that stupid statement that only law enforcement people are allowed to have weapons. Well, it's just not true. There were maybe a couple of guns confiscated by members of the New Orleans Police Department before we could completely shut down the New Orleans Police Department and have these big city cops take over. There was not widespread gun confiscation in New Orleans. There was only a few confiscations that Eddie Compass and a few New Orleans cops were able to do before the big city cops took over. There's a guy by the name of Brandon LaBeouf. He's a shooting instructor with the NRA. He's a security consultant. He was a New Orleans Marine veteran. He was a reserve police officer in the New Orleans Police Department. He wrote on a blog called Bang Switch. Now, I'll tell you right now, being totally upfront with you, he is one of these kind of, I don't want to say white supremacists, but he's an oath keeper. And he wrote on this blog that there was not gun confiscation. Now, I use him because of his political leanings. He's not someone that people would normally believe. In fact, he is one that you would think, of all people, is going to be marching around New Orleans, waving a gun, brandishing a gun, trying to, you know, confiscate guns from everybody, you know, particularly poor black people in New Orleans. But he wasn't, and he didn't. But the narrative set. There were hundreds of people defending their property, defending their lives, much like after the Rodney King riots and the Koreans protecting their property in South Central L.A. It was the same thing going on in New Orleans. But this is a great example of how a narrative gets stuck in the dominant media, what I call the cabal, which is the ruling elite, the dominant media, and the tech giants, that this narrative sticks of somehow there was gun confiscation. There wasn't. And neither would have Bob Mueller or these big city cops from Los Angeles or Chicago or New York. They would never have permitted that. The only time that a gun was confiscated is when somebody was arrested in the commencement or because of a crime and they had a gun on them. That was the only time that a cop from Chicago or New York or Los Angeles or Houston or Dallas or anywhere else confiscated a gun. It was in the exact same method and manner that they would had they apprehended anybody else in the commission of a crime. But it's fascinating. It's always been fascinating to me because I'm also the subject of a lot of narratives about Hurricane Katrina. They're just absolutely false, totally false. But the lesson that I think we need to learn from this kind of question and the answer I just gave is that I don't think we should disbelieve everything that we hear or read. But I think that we ought to take everything that we read or that we hear, including anything I say. You know, one thing that I want all of you to learn as we start this journey with each other is that you can question me about anything I say. You can correct me about anything I say. You'll find that I have a brain that's rattled with ADHD, and oftentimes, I mean that rhetorically, not physiologically, no. It's just that my brain's always going about stuff. That sometimes I misspeak. Yesterday on the program, I talked about Heller versus D.C., which is a Supreme Court case that arose out of a case in the District of Columbia, and the McDonald case, which arose out of Chicago, and I actually said, you know, the Heller case, which came out of Chicago, and the McDonald case, which came out of D.C., I absolutely had them turned around. Boom. Somebody corrected me on the text message almost immediately. I don't have a problem with that. None whatsoever. I don't have a problem with people asking me questions to explain, you know, I heard such and such, or I heard you say X, explain that. I don't understand that. Because that's what this program is about. It's about having fun. It's about talking about topics that, you know, are interesting and, you know, that sometimes are funny, sometimes are serious, whatever it is. This is the variety show of radio on the weekend. So when I get a text message like that, which gives you a little insight into who I am and what I've dealt with in my life, I'm going to take and run with it. It's also a great example of what I've always, for 15 years on radio, been trying to teach people, and that is that because we are so bombarded and because we've become so politically divided, and it's as true on the right as it is on the left sometimes, people give you a news story, and it is framed as a news story when what it really is an opinion piece. The journalist isn't telling you what happened. There was a car wreck at the intersection of 12th and Vine Street. No, what they're telling you is there was a car wreck at 12th and Vine because, in our opinion, blah, 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 blah. What we have to do, if we're going to be good citizens, if we're going to be effective citizens in this republic, in this small R Republican form of government, then we're going to have to learn to discern when someone's actually reporting facts and when someone's reporting opinion. Now, I make no bones about where I stand politically. I am a conservative slash libertarian that believes in the plain meaning of the language of the Constitution. I'm an originalist. I think the Constitution means today what it meant in 1791, and it hasn't changed, and nor should it change. Think about the First Amendment. Think about the freedom of the press. You know what the press was in 1791? It was people with a small printing press that put out pamphlets that were either nailed to a tree somewhere or nailed on the bar door, the saloon door, or that was passed out hand by hand. That was it. And the writing instrument, it wasn't Word, it wasn't, you know, Microsoft Word. It was a quill pen. Well, should freedom of speech or freedom of press change today because I have an electronic microphone that's talking to, you know, hundreds of stations around the country? No, freedom of the press, freedom of speech is exactly the same as it was in 1791. We have to learn that when the founders wrote the Constitution, it was timeless. Do you think that you should be, in fact, I oppose no-knock warrants. I think no-knock warrants where cops break into a house because they have, on probable cause, belief that there's a drug deal going on, and if they don't break into that house right now, that drug deal, those criminals are going to escape. I'm opposed to those with every fiber of my being because I think they violate the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. And they're dangerous to cops. When cops break into a meth house, the likelihood there's going to be gunfire, I would say, is about 110%. So when the Constitution says that searches shall not be conducted except upon probable cause and by law enforcement, you know, and there be reasonable, it has to be reasonable with probable cause, that's what I think it means. And I think a no-knock warrant is unreasonable. It's an unreasonable search and seizure, and it costs cops their lives. And when you engage in a gunfight, now I'm not justifying the meth dealers shooting at the cops, but when the cops enter that situation, and now there's gunfire exchanged, and they kill the meth dealer, guess what? Even though it may have been a justified shooting by the cops, we just denied that meth dealer due process of law. He's never going to get a trial. He's never going to get a chance to make the state prove that he was guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. No-knock laws are purely, in my opinion, unconstitutional. As are things like civil asset forfeiture. You're going to take money out of my car because you think it's more money than I should have? Then I got to go prove that I legitimately earned that money or own that money? No. There's a lot of things like that that over the months and years ahead that we'll talk about, and you'll find exactly where I stand on issues. And never be afraid to text me like this goober did and ask me a question about something that is totally off the wall. Because you might derail the program like you just did. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 57739. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and we'll take a short break, and I'll be right back.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, using only the finest dark, oily broadleaf Maduro wrappers paired with a rich blend of Nicaraguan long filler tobaccos. This is a stick on the full side. An effortless draw brings out the wonderfully layered notes of espresso, black pepper, and cedar. Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open, and you're invited to come see for yourself why so many customers tell us how beautiful the nursery is. Locally grown plants and vegetables are on sale now. Buy any 3 vegetables or soil booster and get one free. Let Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping's contractor install beautiful dark green synthetic lawn, the best on the market. No maintenance, no water, no fertilizer. Call for your free estimate. Gold Leaf Nursery, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, closed Sunday and Monday, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6168 Churn Creek Road.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 57739. You can do that even after the program's over. And you can go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and follow me on social media. And I would really appreciate you doing that. I want to close today's program out, because I know that today has been much different than the shows I've done in the past because of these damn elephants in the back of the room, which are these Supreme Court cases. Hopefully we'll be past a lot of that next weekend. But I do want to close with this, though. I want you to truly try to set aside your personal feelings about abortion, for example, and focus on what the court has said. The court has simply said that there is not a right to an abortion in the Constitution. They didn't make abortion illegal. They're not going to put women in jail for it. They simply said it's up to the people. And I know some state legislatures have already made decisions about, you know, they had these trigger laws that said if the court decides this, then our law is going to say that. If you have a particular point of view about abortion, all the court has said is that viewpoint needs to be heard, and the people of this country need to decide that issue. And our elected representatives at the state level and the federal level need to get off their lazy butts and deal with this issue. That's really all they said. So all of the hype and the hyperbole and the screaming and the marching on both sides, just tune it out. Because where this decision needs to go is to your state legislature or to your federal representatives, if you think there should be a national law. That's how our system is supposed to work. And too many people are trying to convince everybody that the court was wrong, that it's a liberal court or it's a conservative court, or it was conservative justice, it was against liberal justice. No, it was just that they didn't find that there was a... And remember, precedent doesn't mean you always stick to precedent. Because if we always stuck to precedent, you know what? Damien would be in a different classroom than I was in. Because Damien the black man would be segregated over here, and I'd be segregated over there. And we said that that precedent was wrong. And so the court overturned that in Brown v. Board of Education. And thank goodness they did. So don't let people convince you that precedent, the concept of stare decisis, means that the court can never change its mind or can never correct something they think is wrong. Because if we're going to live in a system like that, then nothing's ever going to change. And I don't think that's the kind of country we want to live in. We do want to become better, and we can become better. We just have to be engaged in the process. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next weekend. Have a happy Saturday.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com code USA for 30% off while supplies last.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.